Psoriatic arthritis symptoms can be unpredictable.
I had joint pain, and I couldn't move like I used to.
I needed relief.
I got Cosentyx.
It helped me move better.
Cosentyx secukinumab is prescribed for people 2 years of age and older with active psoriatic arthritis. Don't use if you're allergic to Cosentyx. Before starting, get checked for tuberculosis. An increased risk of infections and lowered ability to fight them may occur, like tuberculosis or other serious bacterial, fungal, or viral infections. Some are fatal. Tell your doctor if you have an infection or symptoms like fevers, sweats, chills, muscle aches, or cough, had a vaccine or plan to, or if inflammatory bowel disease symptoms develop or worsen. Serious allergic reactions and severe eczema-like skin reactions may occur. Learn more at 1-844-COSENTYX or Cosentyx.com.
Ask your rheumatologist about Cosentyx.
Cats have always acted like they don't stink. Now with Fresh Step Heavy Duty's new 30-day odor control, it actually doesn't. Fresh Step's new heavy duty litter fights odor 3 times longer than the leading brand. This is Fresh Step's strongest litter ever, giving your litter box 30 days of odor control. Step it up to Fresh Step with the new heavy duty litter. 3 times claim based on fecal malodor versus the leading regular clumping litter. Strongest litter ever is based on odor control. Febreze is used under license from the Procter & Gamble Company or its affiliates.
The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.
Therapy, a beauty clinic in the UK, which also has locations here, has reported a 33% increase in laser hair removal treatment for men, with most demand coming from those in their 20s to mid-40s. This in general coincides with changing grooming trends and fashions. But is the increasing self-awareness among men over their body hair a cause for concern or otherwise? Joining me for more on this is Stephen McAvoy of Stephen Thomas Male Grooming and Skin Clinic. Good morning, Stephen.
Good morning, Pat. Thanks for having me.
First of all, what are they getting done?
Well, hair is a very, very unusual thing in that it's a very individual thing. So people are coming in for all different types of hair removal. Among them would be shaving, trimming, and waxing. Waxing would make up a lot of my work. But more recently, there's been a lot more, I suppose, call for laser therapy or laser hair removal.
Okay, why would you need laser if waxing will do?
Well, you don't really need any of it, to be honest with you. It's really a personal thing. It's really down to you. But lasering does provide a longer period of time before you need to get, say, a repeat treatment. So with waxing, you have a definite time period where you're expected to get waxing done if it's something that you want to have done.
Now, many of the women listening will know how long a waxing might last.
Many of the men will as well.
Well, this man doesn't. So tell me, what's the duration of the effectiveness of waxing versus laser?
So with waxing, what we do is we remove the hair with a wax resin, and it's taken out from the root, depending on where that hair is within the root. Ouch, exactly. But it gets less painful as you go along. And that can last anywhere up to 6 weeks. Now, at the start of your waxing journey, it doesn't last that long. It can last between maybe 10 days and 2 weeks before you start to see regrowth. And then, I mean, the theory is then if you continue to get the treatment done over a period of time, you'll start to see longer periods of time in between.
Eventually, you're taking all the roots out, so there's nothing left to grow.
You're taking the roots out, but the growth cells are still in there. So you still have that ability to have to replace those, because we're not removing all the hair directly from the root. We're removing hair at different stages of the life cycle, and that's very important, and we might get that later.
Now, talk to me about what laser is doing compared to waxing.
Well, with laser, what we're doing is we're directing a laser light onto the skin, and that laser is pushed into the skin and it exposes the follicles. Now, the follicles can be at different stages of their life as well. So what we want to achieve is we want to achieve the laser where it affects by transmitting heat right down into the hair follicle and to affect the hair follicle at the first stage of growth. Now, the hair that we see above the surface, you see here on my chest, most of that hair actually is at the mid or final stage of growth, whereby the hair is actually ready to move away from the root and be replaced directly underneath it, or it's at its final transition where it's about to fall off the skin. If we apply laser to the skin at that point or at those points, it's not really going to do an awful lot. The hair itself has to be connected to the hair follicle. And if it's at that stage, then the laser can cause an obliteration to the
You want to zap cells. The root, the very root.
We do, but that has to be transmitted by light to dark. So yeah. The light is attracted to a chromophore in the skin, which is the hair, and the hair has to contain colour. If it doesn't contain colour, then it's not going to transmit that heat and it's not going to reach.
So a grey-haired person, no point in getting lasered?
No, I wouldn't say no point. You could try it, but I mean, like all laser's all just about trial and see what happens. Because even people with the most, I suppose, the best case scenario where they've got pale skin and dark hair, which is what we look for the most case, even some of those people won't work on because the hair sometimes is resistant to laser.
Now, what bits of their body do they get lasered?
Everywhere. So everywhere from the face, from say like the beard, the whole way down through the body. And that would depend, again, on preference and why people are getting it done. There's lots of reasons why.
So why are people getting it done?
So everything, it can vary. It can vary from a very personal thing where they just can't stand their body hair, they don't like it. It can be a thing that maybe in society people are looking upon hair as something that's not necessarily a desirable effect that a man may have. And it could be...
I mean, sometimes you see someone on a beach, for example, with a very hairy back.
Yes.
Which is not particularly attractive.
Well, if they're confident, work it. You know, that's the thing. If you've got it and it doesn't bother you so much, why not? But what people are trying to do is they're trying to, I suppose, look at other people's opinion of it on them and see, well, you know, it wouldn't be acceptable.
Is this one of those TikTok things again?
No. Laser's been around for a very, very long time.
The removal of body hair. Is that coming from social media?
I suppose there's an element of it to young people whereby they're looking at like the likes of social media. They're looking at, you know, things on TikTok, on YouTube. They may be looking at different programs on television and seeing that the hairless body is the most desirable body.
You're talking about Love Island, that kind of thing.
Exactly, yeah. And I've spoken about those things before. You got these people who are coming on and they're aesthetic.
So much of what we want to do can seem impossible, but the highest achievers among us are the people still reaching for something. The ones who aren't satisfied to stay where they are and want to keep climbing higher. It's those people who approach the impossible and embrace it. There's a vehicle for people like that. It's called the Defender. The Defender is an icon reimagined through thoroughly modern design. It's got a tough, rigid body design and durable, lightweight monocoque architecture for extra strength. With precise detailing and compelling proportions, the exterior of the Defender is designed with integrity. This is a vehicle capable of great things, engineered to meet challenges head-on with an exterior that's been tested to the extreme. Experience the Defender's legendary capability off-road and on. And there's a family of vehicles for Defender. Meet the Defender 90, Defender 110, and the 8-seat Defender 130. So, are you ready to embrace the impossible? Explore the Defender at LandRoverUSA.com.
I'm Cyndi Lauper. My psoriasis was all over, even on my scalp, which may mean four times the risk for psoriatic arthritis. But Cosentyx works on both.
Cosentyx secukinumab is prescribed for adults with moderate to severe plaque psoriasis 300 milligram dose and adults with active psoriatic arthritis 150 milligram dose. Don't use if you're allergic to Cosentyx. Before starting, get checked for tuberculosis. An increased risk of infections and lowered ability to fight them may occur, like tuberculosis or other serious bacterial, fungal, or viral infections. Some are fatal. Tell your doctor if you have an infection or symptoms like fevers, sweats, chills, muscle aches, or cough, had a vaccine or plan to, or if inflammatory bowel disease symptoms develop or worsen. Serious allergic reactions and severe eczema-like skin reactions may occur. Learn more at Cosentyx.com or 1-844-COSENTYX. Ask your doctor about Cosentyx.
Your old or broken phone can let you down, but at Verizon, trade in any old phone from our top brands and get iPhone 16 Pro with Apple Intelligence with a new line on my plan and iPad and Apple Watch Series 10. After all, you don't want your old phone to die on you when you're lost.
Perfect.
Or for your broken phone to glitch at the worst possible time.
Hey, can I get your number?
Oh. Trade in your old phone for a brand new iPhone 16 Pro, iPad, and Apple Watch. Visit Verizon.com today. Additional terms apply. Service plan required for Apple Watch and iPad.
You don't wake up dreaming of McDonald's fries. You wake up dreaming of McDonald's hash browns. McDonald's breakfast comes first. Ba-da-ba-ba-ba.
Basically, they're the most beautiful people that you can want on a program like that.
But whose aesthetic is it? Because
exactly,
you know, I'm thinking back to the first Bond movie with the very masculine Sean Connery in Dr. No. And Sean Connery had to get a special mat of hair made for his chest because at that time, the hairy chest was seen as the virile, attractive thing. Mm-hmm. And that may not say the Ronaldo look may be the in thing at the moment.
It may be. But I mean, the other thing to mention is that laser hair removal is only a permanent reduction of hair. In some cases, and in a lot of cases, it doesn't remove the hair forever, you know. So it's not exactly to a situation where you're going to get rid of all of that hair all of the time, every time.
Mm. I'm just wondering how these trends impact on what used to be the signs of, for example, virility used to be hairiness, and that is no longer seen as a sign of virility.
I suppose because back then maybe you guys had less options. You know, there was less options to have hair removed. It probably wouldn't have been seen as such a masculine thing to have hair removed. But I mean, I mean, you go and look as far as to speak to women out there who would choose hair versus smooth on a man, and I suppose you'll get your understanding of why it's become so popular there as well. And it's not just women either; it's men as well, men with men or men on by themselves. They may look at their body hair and I see men with hair from the top of their cheeks the whole way down to their toes, and you cannot see skin. So in those cases, there is more of a reason that people would be very, very self-conscious of what they've got in terms of hair. You've got other people who have very little hair, and because of that fact, they want to get rid of what's there because it's so embarrassing to have that little tuft of hair that they'll just get rid of it and just.
But then on the other hand, you have men who go thin on top. And many of them go for blade number one, get rid of it all and grow a beard.
Yeah.
They kind of compensate for what's not on the top.
That's it.
By growing
a beard. And any of your listeners might agree with me here, but guys who start to lose it on top sometimes start to see it growing everywhere else. So you'll get it coming out of the ears, you'll get it coming out of the nose, you'll get it growing on the shoulders, the back, the butt, everywhere else but the top of the hair. And I mean, I think if given a choice, if the guys could say, well, I'd rather not have it on the body, I'd rather put what I have on the body right on top of my head, I think they'd be very happy to do that. But it's just nature, and it's with the way, as we get older, it's just the way our hair growth pattern goes.
Often women will say about men, all he has to do is stick on an old suit and put on a nice shirt and tie and off he goes. He's ready.
Yeah.
And he does nothing else. Maybe comb his hair, run a brush through his hair.
That's true.
And then on the other hand, the nails, the waxing, all the hair do all the rest of it.
Yeah.
Why are men bringing this kind of extra burden upon themselves when they have it so good at the moment?
Well, I don't necessarily know that it's a particular burden. I think that it's a way of, I suppose, prepping yourself, picking yourself up, making yourself feel a bit better as well. Because just because we are told that men have it easier doesn't necessarily mean that we actually have it easier. It may be that we make it look easier. But you know, there's all of these services that are out there in order to pick men up and make them feel a bit better about themselves. I don't think there's anything particularly necessarily wrong with that. Mm. Women have been doing it for a very long time and making themselves more beautiful. Why can't men do the same thing? There's no problem with that.
I suppose beauty is in the eye
Absolutely.
Of the beholder. How expensive is it?
So lasering itself, because it's more widely available now, lasering has come down in price. So, I mean, it can...
Give me a typical area of the body and how much it might cost to laser.
Typically, lasering is sold in batches or sold in programs, and those programs can go anywhere up to, you know, if you're getting your back done, can go up to, for a program of six, can be €600. And if you think of that over a period of time, if lasering lasts longer, say like than the likes of waxing, then in fact you could be saving money by getting lasering done because you're getting longer out of the process. But again, laser is not for everybody. It just really comes down to.
I presume there's no guarantee.
Absolutely not. But there's
that'll cost you £600, but there's no guarantee you won't sprout again.
Absolutely.
In jig time.
And there's a probability that you will. The reality is that we don't know what type of hair that we're affecting underneath that skin. So the only way to see that is to look underneath the skin. And sometimes what I'll do is a patch test on an area that somebody is not getting lasering done, and I'll show them where the hair is at, because the hair that we see, about 80% of that hair is in the final stages of its growth cycle.
Yeah.
If we laser that, that's not going to really do an awful lot. So you will see a regrowth. And that's why we would recommend to people to get a course of treatments. So therefore, they're coming back very often to keep zapping at those hairs that are still existing in the hair.
Now, there's another use for lasers we often hear about, which is the removal of unwanted tattoos.
Mm-hmm.
How difficult is that? You know, you put Gloria on your arm, but you're no longer with Gloria, you're with Angela.
Again, that's an area of treatment that's becoming more widely available. And it's a different type of laser.
Is it tough?
It affects the upper part of the skin. It is tough. I've had it done myself. I used to have stars on my neck from back in the early 2000s when it was really trendy. And I've had them removed. And it is super, super painful because it is like a slap on the skin, but yeah, it's a slap multiplied by maybe God knows how many. It depends on your pain receptors as well. Everybody has a different, I suppose, pain receptor.
Why did you get them removed? The stars are fairly harmless.
My job doesn't allow those type of things to be too visible. You know, I like to keep myself quite clean cut and make the treatment about the person who's getting it done rather than myself.
Now, the trend is at the moment, as we said, the body beautiful through Love Island and so on, which is the hairless look. And I mean, for women, often there isn't one single follicle of hair anywhere except in their eyebrows and on their head. But trends may change. And for guys who have hair removal, that's fine. It will grow back again eventually. But if the trend changes and hairiness becomes the thing, it's pretty much impossible to encourage the body to grow hair if the body doesn't want to grow hair.
Yeah,
so,
I mean,
so if you have no chest hair and the trend now is for the Sean Connery return,
I don't know necessarily that everybody's doing it by trend, though. I mean, if you are doing it by trend, I think it's very short-sighted, you know. I think that in general, people are finding that removing hair makes them feel a little bit more free in themselves. And I don't know that necessarily it kind of relates to a trend. Okay, there is more out there in terms of information regarding hair removal. I've been doing hair removal on men for 22 years. It's been a long, long time. It's not a trend. It's something that's very, very personal. And it may seem like a trend now because it's everywhere, but everyone's talking about it. But the people who get these things done, if they're getting them done for themselves, it's really not about the trend itself. It's about removing the hair and allowing them to feel smooth.
Okay, well, that's, I suppose, to each his own.
Yes, absolutely, absolutely.
And that refers to hair as well as to everything else. Thank you very much.
You should try it, Pat, by the way.
I think I've...
You might be too...
Plenty where I need it.
Okay.
Stephen McAvoy of Stephen Thomas Male Grooming and Skin Clinic. Stephen, thank you very much
for
joining.
Thank you for having me.
The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.
Your old or broken phone can let you down, but at Verizon, trade in any old phone from our top brands and get iPhone 16 Pro with Apple Intelligence with a new line on my plan and iPad and Apple Watch Series 10. After all, you don't want your old phone to die on you when you're lost.
Perfect.
Or for your broken phone to glitch at the worst possible time.
Hey, can I get your number?
Oh. Trade in your old phone for a brand new iPhone 16 Pro, iPad, and Apple Watch. Visit Verizon.com today. Additional terms apply. Service plan required for Apple Watch and iPad.